Welcome to In the Name of Game.
Welcome once again to In the Name of Game, a video game podcast. Today is January 5th, 2012.
And welcome once again to In the Name of Game. It's a brand new year, brand new show. So,
same old hosts.
Same old in that department. I'm your host, Iggy.
I'm your co-host, David.
I'm co-host, Adam.
And I'm co-host, Colin.
Yay! Got the whole. Yeah, I think that's nice. For our first show of the year.
I'm sick. I ring in the new year with a cold.
Oh, God. I thought you were sick from the curry that you ate.
I'm sick from that, too.
He's all kinds of sick.
It's mixing in some sort of, like, disgusting Aldrich monster. It's very gross.
Well, I'm supposed to eat that stuff. Okay. So, David, why don't you start us off?
Yeah, we ended the year with all the hosts together and all talking about our favorite games of 2011. So we're starting the year with all the hosts together again and sort of a preview of some of the games that will be coming up this year. And while I'm sure there are plenty of original material that's going to be coming out this year, a lot of the headliners this year the theme seems to be either sequel or reboot. And so for your convenience, I have put this into a list. And so here are, I think I'll start with what I feel like is the least interesting list, which is the sequels of the more recent games.
Yes.
Newer games. I think the reboots are far more interesting. But so this year, here's some of the stuff to expect. Of course, we have Final Fantasy 13 2.
Yeah.
I think the curry can speak for me.
Well, it's funny. I was reading a review of it earlier today, and the reviewers were saying that they're expecting it to be great because they were like, well, they said it's everything that was great about Final Fantasy 13 1, and none of the stuff that was bad about it. So they said they're like, sounds like they listened to their users and they actually got rid of all the crap in it. So.
There were parts of Final Fantasy 13.
The problem I have is, if you're playing a sequel, even if it's better than the first one, that means you still need to play the first one to really get the most out of the sequel, right? So you still have to put yourself through all that crap from the first one to get to the good stuff, and I'm not really willing to do that, sorry.
So there's Soul Calibur 5 is coming out this year. I'm excited.
I'm excited for Maxi. Woohoo!
Maxi.
Is
it a pad?
I think we did this joke before.
We did.
Yeah.
Anyway, Max Payne 3 is coming out.
Oh yeah, Max Payne 3.
Is that by Maxi?
Yeah. Maxi. And then you thought it was done, but it ain't so done. Halo 4 is coming out.
And let me speak as a former. Like, I used to love Halo when I was
Halo-ite.
Oh, yeah, I used to be a Halo-ite big time. You know, I used to be into the story, but it's like, guys, it's time to just put a bolt in its head and just let it go, you know? That's it. Time to be done.
I had a friend in college that he named all of his hard drives and computers after various elements from Halo, like Cortana and Guilty Spark and all this other shit. And yeah, he had it. They actually he did something really interesting with his friends. I don't know if they finished it because they ran into technical difficulties, but they had a friend, one of my friends, Joey, who was in Albania teaching English, and they wanted to bring Halo 3 to him, you know, when it came out. So
I remember this.
Yeah, they wanted to do this documentary, basically documenting how they were planning to bring all the necessary junk over to him to play. Like, they were going to have to get like a generator and bring their Xboxes, cameras, and all those things. And it was sounding like a really epic buildup. But I think from what I remember, it's been a while. They ran into some technical problems, so I don't even know if they ended up doing that. They ended up going to Albania, but I don't know if they ended up playing Halo 3 there, which would be a little sad if they didn't do that. But that just shows how people were so into Halo back in the day. I noticed with Reach, like, still kind of into it, but maybe a little less so. And then when they announced that teaser for 4, then people were kind of like, oh...
Another one.
Okay.
That's good. I mean, not like, oh, that sucks or something, but they weren't really, you know, I was going to say something bad, but they weren't really, you know, getting excited about it. You know, they were kind of flat about it.
There weren't explosions.
But also because it's not Bungie. Or, well, maybe there's some.
It's not.
Maybe there's some people from Bungie that'll be working on it. But, like, the company itself is not. So a lot of people probably feel that that's going to be the weakest Halo because, you know, come on, all the people that made it great aren't going to be there.
Right.
So what's going to happen? I don't know. But, yeah, so that's coming out.
So if you haven't seen the trailer, I suggest you immediately go watch it. Diablo 3 is coming out this year.
Oh, God. If there's one thing I'll say about Blizzard, and I don't actually play a lot of Blizzard games, though, is that their cinematics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've always been very awesome.
I mean, but they have so much time to work on them, too. So
Once upon a time, they were done by Blur, and then they actually created an internal cinematic division.
Don't they do them in-house now?
Yeah.
They do.
But they didn't start that way. But,
yeah. I mean, the quality hasn't dropped at all, though. And it's the Diablo 3 one is just, like, unbelievable. I mean, they're always great, so... And last but not least, of course, Grand Theft Auto 5. So.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I'm getting kind of sick of it.
Wait, you probably didn't play a lot of the older ones.
You can't, what, like 3 and 4? What do you consider old, first off?
Vice City.
Vice? Of course I played
those. Grand Theft Auto 3.
Of course I played those.
4. San Andreas.
4? 4 was only 4 years ago.
I don't know. I mean, what? That's still old.
That's
four years.
I was in college then. You act like that. Oh, that Colin kid's so young. It's like he never played a GTA before. I was in college 4 years.
I'm not saying that's indicative of your age. I'm just saying like it's been a while though since it's been out. So,
right. So yeah, that'd be coming.
I mean,
but wait, you missed a couple. Well, I guess one's a reboot. You missed a sequel.
Well, I'm not aiming all of them. That's just the
okay. What about BioShock?
5.
That's true. That's another one. BioShock.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
But you know that one's not really in the same league as these things. Well,
that's,
GTA 5 are going to want too. The other ones, you know, okay, they're going to come out. You can't do anything about it. Just might as well accept it. But GTA 5 and BioShock, I think, have kind of a lot of support right now.
Yeah,
on Mass Effect 3? Mass Effect 3?
Oh, yeah.
What is that about?
That's why.
This is BioWare. speaking of BioWare, we should talk about Republic a little later.
I'll be pleased to talk about that. I thought you liked Mass Effect.
Yeah.
The first one
was good, but the second one suffered I've been playing too many Japanese dating sim syndrome.
Oh, come on. But you didn't have to do that. And yet, all that romance stuff is always kind of, a side...
Cheesy?
Well, I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just saying that's always optional. It's not like a Japanese dating sim where it is a dating sim. Like, you have to do it to be successful in one of those games. You don't have to in Mass Effect 2. You have to bond with a character, sure, but you don't have to, like, jump them. You know, like, it's not the same. But anyway, they are adding something new to Mass Effect 3 that I'm not entirely sure if this was confirmed, but enough people are saying it that it sounds like they might be doing it, that the male Commander Shepard is actually going to be able to be gay in the third one. He wasn't before. And there actually was a deleted bit where the male character, one of the side characters, Kaiden, in the first game, there is this whole deleted bit where you could, like, romance him and stuff. And at some point, that was just completely removed, even though the audio, in true BioWare form, the audio was still on the disc.
Uh-huh.
Just didn't get around to taking it off. Although, to be fair, the Obsidian was the one that did that in KOTOR 2, so it's not quite the same. So in 3, apparently, they're finally bringing back the ability for Shepard to be gay. Or male Shepard, because the female one already could be.
Now wait a second. You're telling me you could be a lesbian, but
yeah. See, that's the weird standard, right? Yeah, right. Because wait.
Wow.
But Asaris are monosexual. They're not. They're not really.
Oh yeah, that's.
They're not really women, even though they are. They have the boobs.
Well, I mean, they're only women in that they have all women parts. I mean,
yes, exactly.
That's so narrow, EG. That's so narrow of you.
But anyway, so they're adding that, which I'm curious to see people's reactions to, like, if it actually is indeed part of Mass Effect 3. Because isn't that going to seem a little bit... I have no problem with it. I think that's actually very, well, eventually progressive of them. But I think it's weird that they're adding it now because they took it out of the stuff before. It makes it feel a little weird. Like,
yeah.
Are you saying Commander Shepard was just kind of like, oh, I can't really say how I feel, you know, like that makes you feel like
he suddenly got gay, I think.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
It's strange. Like for all other versions of Shepard, like they were getting it on, you know, way back in the first one. But for whatever reason, male gay Commander Shepard was being very restrained or something in the first two games and not going anywhere near any guy. It's weird. Anyway.
Well, I do hope they put it in, though.
No, I hope they do. I mean,
this isn't like meant to be like some gay bashing thing, but it's like that's something that they should have included from the beginning because it is weird to have a character turn around and be like, oh, by the way, I like guys too. You're like, what?
It's a continuity issue. Like it's weird that all of a sudden it just crops up. Like, but I think that they're doing this because of the positive response they got from doing this in the Dragon Age games, because people went woo, like super enthusiastic for the both genders gay relationships that you could do in the Dragon Age games.
I have a deeper question, actually, if I can interject.
Deeper, okay.
Do you think that this is, you know, I always wonder about this sort of stuff, like about, you know, positive portrayals of you know, homosexual or bisexual relationships or whatever you want to call it. You know, I wonder if something like this, if it trivializes it or if serves to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, it serves to support that, you know, this is a choice you can make, you know, because I always feel like in like a game like that, like every time I see people talking about gay, you know, possibility of gay characters, it's always like that really visceral shipping. And they're gay because I'm a fangirl and I think it's cute. It's never something serious that LGBT organizations really take up, you know? You guys know what I'm getting at?
Like if it feels like a legitimate thing compared to...
Yes, exactly. I can't think through the
quality. I mean, from playing the Dragon Age games, it feels like they evenly distributed that. Like if you do like a gay character's romance as opposed to straight characters, it still feels like it's as in-depth. You know, either way, it doesn't feel, I mean, you have characters in those games that are kind of like slutty and they're very easy to jump, like if you really want to, but they go for both. Like they're both for straight and gay. So it's not like they're doing some weird stereotype where like only the gay romances are the ones that like are all about sex or something like that. Like it's very fair in that it gives you opportunities in both situations to be either as slutty or as normal as you want. So hopefully they do the same thing. Like Mass Effect, there's this weird thing that BioWare does with romances where they always feel like you have to consummate. If you consummate it, it's like official, with the exception of Garrus. Because they establish in the story, like, okay, you can't really get it on with Garrus because there's actual, like, physiological problems with getting it on with a Turian, apparently, with a human and a Turian. So that was their excuse for not.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
I say let's risk it.
It sounds like a fetish video.
Well,
Shepard takes a Turian.
That's the... Oh, God. That's the thing. It is like that because they're so into like, ooh, gotta have sexy time in a BioWare game that it's weird. Like, remember the Days and Nights of the Old Republic where they didn't even fucking kiss. Like, they would just say, oh, I love you, you love me. And then, like, maybe the screen would fade out.
Sorry.
Yeah, but...
Well, I think it's because they're trying to make an adult game. You know, they're making adult games, so...
But I think...
Where did this misconception come from that sex equals adult?
No. I, that's what I was going to say. I think that's...
I'm not saying you guys subscribe to it, but it's like, you know, have, you know, having sex in a game can be one of the most childish things you can do if you have a childish portrayal of a sexual relationship. I don't care if it's gay, straight, bi, you know, pan, asexual, whatever the fuck you want to say.
I think sometimes it's like the quote unquote easy way out. Because it's like, oh, we have a romance or relationship situation in this game. Well, how do we indicate it? Well, they gotta have sex, of course. But it takes more work to establish more dialogue between the characters interacting and more, you know, in-depth, like, understanding each character's feelings and actually getting to know them. That takes more work, and it'll feel more intimate if you have that kind of relationship, which, you know, maybe it eventually ends up in sex. But sex won't be the thing that you're going for. The thing you're going for is being like that dude or dudette's soulmate, you know, like that feels a lot more satisfying to me than jumping somebody's bones like as soon as you get the prompt to do it in the game. And actually that's why I kind of like a lot of the relationship stuff better in the Knights of the Old Republic games, just because it's so much of a more gradual thing. Like, you notice the dialogue's getting more and more towards, like, oh, I think I might be starting to care about you, and that kind of thing. Where in Mass Effect 2, granted it was a shorter game, feels like it wants to jump right to, like, oh my god, animalistic instincts, ooh, I think I'm getting, you know, horny, or whatever.
But also it's more, like, Mass Effect is more serialized, yeah, even than the other games. So they're kind of also building on the first one and the relationships in that. And, you know, they'll do the same in the third.
Right.
But, you know, to the point of whether or not it's you know, childish to have the sex in the game or adult, like, compared to something like GTA, where there was the hot coffee mod,
yeah,
or taking a hooker into the back of a car or whatever, you know, like, This is the better experience, I would say, for realistic relationships.
I want them. Yeah, no, I agree. I want them to put more emphasis on making it feel real, though, because even I heard some of the dialogue for that deleted, you know, gay male Shepard in the first Mass Effect, and it's cheesy as hell. Like, there's this one. Maybe it might actually be the same thing that the female Shepard says, and I just don't remember what she says to Kaiden. But like at one point, Kaiden says, "It's been a pleasure serving under you, Commander Shepard." And then he goes, in the worst fucking delivery I've ever heard, "Well, Kaiden, I don't think I've had the pleasure of serving under you," or something like that. Like, oh, really? Did I just hear that? It sounds really cheesy. And maybe that's how some people function, but I would like my dialogue to be a little more sophisticated than that, you know? That's not the kind of Shepherd I am. But
did
whatever.
You order sausage on this pizza?
That's basically like what it sounded like, because... Yeah, Mark Meer is cool and all. The VO.
That's not a sausage.
The
That's
VO
a
for. God. The VO for. That's terrible.
That's actually what they. You know, I'm ashamed to admit. You never heard of that before?
No.
I don't know if I should mention this. I guess we do have the explicit tag on iTunes, so we can talk about whatever the fuck we want, but I'm ashamed to admit that I watched one of the big sausage pizza pornos as a joke. And that is actually one of the lines. That's not a sausage. That's a cock. That's actually what one of the women says.
That's very weird.
Sounds like an Adam Sandler
sketch. Oh, like he adds his little like weird noises.
That's not a sausage. That's a cock.
That's a very good impression. Yeah, so anyway, but there's Mass Effect 3. It's coming at people's faces. So
coming at people's faces. Oh, yeah.
I didn't. I
yes,
didn't
you did.
Oh,
you are one of those people. I don't know if that's how you function, but
no.
I want some better dialogue.
But seriously, I wouldn't be saying that as like a romance dialogue, though, is what I'm saying, okay? Yeah. Very silly.
We have some old school reboots coming at you this year.
Ah.
Some of them are sequels, but like they've been away for so long that I pretty much would consider them a reboot, or at least a return to an old franchise. So SSX, the snowboarding game from 18 billion years ago, is coming back, and they're just calling it that again. It's supposed to be rad, I guess, for those who like sports games. speaking of which, also Twisted Metal makes a reappearance this year. Again, just called Twisted Metal, and
that took them long enough. I thought they did that a while back.
Apparently, this is it. This is finally coming back.
Wasn't Black kind of considered a reboot, sort of, kind of?
What?
But this is Twisted actually Metal Black. Like, yeah,
It was kind of sort of reboot. They completely changed the style for Twisted Metal Black.
But right. This one, doesn't the new Twisted Metal have some weird giant robot that you can control? I remember seeing a trailer for it a while back, and I was like, what is this doing in a Twisted Metal game?
I'm not sure.
It's like one of the cars actually turns into like a big ass, like a Transformer.
Oh, Sweet Tooth, transform and roll out.
Is that, I don't, maybe that's the one, I can't remember whose car it was that did that. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. The last of like the, I would say, legit reboots is, of course, Tomb Raider. And Tomb Raider is getting a reboot now.
Oh, it's getting an overhaul, apparently.
Yeah. People are saying it's supposed to be rad. So, I guess
we'll
see.
That's
pretty cool. As rad as SSX?
Radder, believe it or not.
Radderist.
Wow.
Raddest. So there's a few that I don't know if I can classify as reboots, but they're just like old games that are finally getting some sequels. The first of which, I guess, is Silent Hill. Is coming out with a sequel. It's going to be called Silent Hill Downpour, coming this year. Hmm. There's Ninja Gaiden 3 this year.
Wait, is the Silent Hill Downpour actually a remake of the original, or is it just its own thing?
Well, I think it's a new game.
Because they tried that with the Wii one. Was it Shattered Darkness? Shattered... I can't remember what that Silent Hill was. The Silent Hill for the Wii took a different approach to the first game and basically changed up a lot of like the events and even the main character and stuff. But they recently tried to reboot it that way. Well, recently being a relative term.
I was just looking it up and it looks...
Shattered Memories, yeah.
Okay. I think this is a whole new adventure this time. So that's cute. And then, let's see, of course, so yeah, Ninja Gaiden 3, and then StarCraft 2 comes out this year. So.
Well, the next part of Star Trek.
Right.
MechWarriors.
MechWarriors. How could I have possibly forgotten MechWarriors? Oh my god, I'm so glad. I'm legitimately so glad that you just reminded me. MechWarrior is coming out this year, goddammit. It's going to be
fucking rad, and I'm gonna for the first time in about 15 years, I'm gonna go out and buy a fucking joystick.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Are you gonna get one of those expensive ones? Or just the shitty one?
I'm gonna get the one with like the 30 buttons and like the thing that attaches to your head and, you know, like one that has like two sticks and I'm driving the mech with my feet and shit. Oh yeah, it's gonna be great.
Awesome. Really quickly, I'll mention just there's some sweet, like, unexpected games. There's a crossover fighting game, Tekken versus Street Fighter.
Two different versions, right?
Is it?
Apparently, like, Capcom's making their own, which is, you know, kind of more akin to, I think, the, Street Fighter 4 variety. Okay. And then I think Tekken's making their own version. Although, for whatever reason, I've never seen any footage of the Tekken version, so maybe that's much later or something. I don't know.
But yeah, you're right. I did see that earlier today. There's of course, some the last possible thing I'll mention is there's some very old-school games that are getting some sequels. There's going to be Kid Icarus Uprising comes out this year.
Mm.
So that's like a, you know, one of those.
One of those games with the, you know, wings and stuff.
I couldn't possibly let this list go without mentioning even though last year was the year of my favorite hedgehog, the party isn't over yet because this year Sonic 4 Episode 2 comes out. So one more Sonic game this year. That's gonna be great.
Yay.
So.
Do I not get seen, I don't get to talk about Sonic Generations yet, huh?
We can talk about it a little bit, but like,
okay.
Iggy, have you seen the poster? I think it might be an unofficial, but it might be official, teaser poster for Sonic 4 Episode 2, because you would love it. I mean, I love it, and you would appreciate it as well. You know how like the whole deal with Sonic 4 Episode 2, and that's the whole deal. We've mentioned this before. Is like Sonic 4 Episode 1 is just like Sonic by himself. And you know, the timeline is sort of like split up in between all of these games, how like the first Sonic takes place after Sonic 1, but before Sonic CD. And then the idea is that Sonic CD happens, and then Sonic 2 happens, I think, and then it's supposed to be Sonic 4 Episode 2 happens after
that.
Oh,
that's weird. Okay.
And then eventually when Episode 3 comes out, that takes place after Sonic 3. And so...
That's kind of
good. So the poster for it is a remake. It's like a complete remake homage to the original Sonic the Hedgehog 2 poster.
Uh-oh.
Where it's gigantic 2 with Robotnik's hand on it and Sonic and Tails standing next to each other.
But so, it's like the new one or the new Sonic and Tails?
Yeah, it's the new Sonic and Tails and the big 2 again behind them and with Robotnik's hand on it, but the new looking Robotnik. It's pretty rad. I saw it today and I was like, oh my god, that's like perfect. Like, you couldn't get any better than that because, you know, it ties in directly to the game, et cetera, et cetera. But I believe that's expected to come. Again, this is another like vaporware game, which just like Sonic CD, it was supposed to come out last year, but I believe it's going to be coming out for real closer to Easter this year.
So, well, maybe they might have wanted to space it out to give generations a bit of breathing room, perhaps?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's true. It would have been like a trillion Sonic games all at once with the Sonic CD coming out and generations and everything. So, but yeah, so that's going to be great when it comes out.
Yeah, but Sonic, I mean, I got Sonic Generations over the winter break, and I was playing it, and it's actually a lot of fun, and what's weird is...
You say that as if you were expecting it to not be a lot of
fun.
Well,
at first, when I first started playing it, I was like, what the hell is this? Because it seems like, and it still kind of is, like, super short. Like, I thought it was actually shorter than it was, because they do this weird thing where every level... Which is a throwback to other older levels. Every level is actually really short, and it just has like a modern Sonic version and a classic Sonic version. And once you beat that, you're kind of done with that level. But then they add this stuff to it that I hadn't noticed before. They're like these challenge zones, and that really is what kind of pads out your time in the game, because there's like, I don't know, 6 or 7 challenge zones per zone. And of course, you'll want to pass those things successfully, because every time you pass a zone, there's this little bell that appears above the challenge zone door. And when you ding it, you get like a music track from one of the old games that you can play on top of any level you want. That's you get awesome. Artwork, and you get sometimes the ability to... They have this cool thing that's a skill shop in the game, where basically... you have 100 points per Sonic, and they can be similar skills that overlap and some that are specific to each Sonic. And sometimes when doing certain challenge zones, like one challenge zone, I was able to get a Thunder Shield for Classic Sonic, like to equip that. And then you go to the skill shop, and then with the points you get for beating all these things, like it's kind of like cash, you spend them on the points, on the skill points, and then you equip whatever skill points you want to a maximum of 100 points. Like some skill items, like this Thunder Shield, are like 60 points, and some are 40 or whatever. So you try to, you know, get the best ones you can for 100 points worth. There's a lot of kind of replayability, because you feel like, okay, there's one of those bells per Sonic, so now I have to basically replay all the challenge areas twice and pass them all. And so it really extends the gameplay. Sometimes not in the best way, because what's that one with the water? The seaside level I really could have done without. It kind of pisses me off a little bit. And there's a lot of glitches, too, which I don't think they intended. Like, Modern Sonic and Classic Sonic, when they really get going, they go fucking fast. Like, it's great visually, but it looks like the game sometimes can't keep up with it. Because once in a while you'll get some slowdown as it's like trying to move the screen to like keep up. And then other times, which is really bad, they'll go through walls or floors. So like I'll be doing fine and then I'll be about to do a loop-de-loop or something. And then I'll go through part of the floor, you know, where the loop crosses. And then I just fall through a floor and I have to do the whole fucking thing over again. Which is really annoying. So that would have been nice if they'd kind of worked out the kinks in that. And they also, for the challenge zones, they often use a lot of sections of the existing, like, main zone. So my brother and I, when we were playing, we ran into this weird issue where, you're doing this as fast as you can challenge where you have to get to the giant ring at the end, like, within 2 minutes or something like that. And So we're zooming, and then he does this thing where he accidentally boosts at the end of the level, and we think he's gonna die because there's just a waterfall there, and he ends up going through the waterfall, like way past the ending ring, and we're like, what? How is that a secret? So we waste a bunch of lives just going through that waterfall and trying to go through. You know, they have one of those rails that he like skates on or whatever.
Oh yeah.
So we're skating through that, and then there's a point where the rail goes all the way up, like just fucking straight up. So we're like, okay, we need to save our boost so we can go straight up the fucking ramp or the rail and then see what happens. So we finally get enough boost to do that, and there's nothing there. Like the rail just stops. Wow. And so we notice our character going, woo, like he kind of goes up to the height of his jump, and then he just falls into like all this no-clipped stuff. And we're like, what the hell happened there? And we realized, oh, they just didn't close off the fucking area. They assumed, oh, people aren't going to go through that waterfall again like they did in the main part of the level. They're just going to finish the challenge zone and get the hell out of there. So there's a lot of weird things like that where you can tell they reuse sections. It's kind of good, kind of bad. But overall, it's really fun. It's surprisingly hard, though.
This is what I'm hearing from everybody.
Surprisingly hard. I was actually embarrassed how many times I died because I am a fucking demon at the original games. But this one, Modern Sonic sometimes goes way too fast for somebody to correctly, you know, predict like which way to go at the right time. Like you'll end up replaying zones a bunch of times just because it's like, shit, I see one of those rings in midair that makes me like boost, but I would not have been able to react in like a millisecond to jump into it normally. So pretty difficult. Plus you get that weird issue that you even had with the old 3D Sonics where it's almost giving you that isometric angle. And you think, hey, I can totally jump onto this platform. And you end up, like, missing the platform because it looks like you're jumping in the right direction, but it thinks you're, you know, going in a different direction, so you totally miss it. You beef it, and then you fucking die. So that's more of a Modern Sonic problem. The classic ones are way more straightforward, so. Right. But the cutscenes are cool. I will say, it's not a spoiler, but consider who you bring into your cutscenes because you actually get sometimes slightly different cutscenes.
Nice.
So, what sucks is you can't replay that again.
I just
did classic Sonic the whole way through. Because I like in general when people react to him, they're like, "You seem familiar, but there's something weird about you, and I can't put my finger on it." And he's just like, "Ooh," because he can't talk. Yeah, so it's a good game. I think definitely because the price must have dropped by this point, it's definitely worthwhile to anybody that's, you know, jonesing for some old school style action.
Attention, Steam people. It's $10 this week.
Holy crap. Okay, yeah.
The entire week?
Just buy it. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, it's on Steam right now for $10.
If I didn't already have it on PS3, I'd just buy it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, sorry. That was a lot of Sonic.
I have no problem with lots. Sounds like a great episode to me.
But yeah, so episode 4, part 2. I wish they didn't have to portion it out that way. It's not. It doesn't flow off the tongue, you know.
I'm digging it though. The first episode took forever for me to slam through everything. It's a very challenging. So
challenging is good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next episode. So should be sweet.
Yeah.
So, how about that SOPA?
Okay, yeah. So, something that's not so sweet is the even newer recent things that have been happening with SOPA. And, okay, so before, everyone thought that Nintendo and Sony and Microsoft were actually removing their support from SOPA. But apparently, from what I've been reading, there was maybe a misunderstanding. They just simply removed their names from all these SOPA-related lists. They didn't actually outright say, we're not supporting SOPA. So maybe they're just trying to get out of the public's eye about it or something. But it's not a good sign because Joystick just posted, and I'm sure other sites have also posted, information saying that the ESA, which is the Entertainment Software Association, that, you know, does E3 and is basically all organization of all the big and sometimes small video game companies, has said that they are behind the proposed SOPA legislation. And they actually made a statement. So this is not one of those things where you would misinterpret it this time around. So it's very problematic that they have gotten more supporters again, because I thought we were finally moving in the other direction, but now we're going right towards that fucking bill again.
God, it's a problem to pass this.
Yeah. And of course, like, their rationale is like, oh, piracy is something we need to prevent, you know, all this kind of stuff. But just like before, they're ignoring the fact that with this bill, you could have a lot of censorship issues that'll come up. Like, say, for example, somebody said, angry video game nerd, or that guy with the glasses, you know, or any of those kind of people that love to use clips from various things as a review or as a statement on something, which normally is totally allowed, right? It's fair use. They could be under, they could have their website shut down. They could have who knows what else happened to them. I don't know if they could necessarily get sued. I'm not sure that the details for what SOPA will give in terms of power to the copyright holders. It could create this really scary environment on the internet where people feel afraid to state their opinions necessarily on such products, because a lot of people usually do, you know, video reviews or, I don't know, even unboxings. Who knows? Like, we don't know the extent to which they could say, oh, it's copyright infringement. What if somebody just posts a single image of box art? Even box art that you take a picture of, somebody could say, hey, that's my property. Don't you start showing that around. Like, who knows? Like, it's so vague. It could be so many, there's so many bad things that could happen. It's so not funny. But yeah, it's really disappointing to me that the ESA is supporting this. Yeah. I mean, we already have enough idiots that are behind this fucking bill, and we need more people that are really vocal against it. And we were talking about this earlier, and I noticed Colin had said that, oh, I noticed that Valve's not part of the ESA. And when I thought about it, I realized I don't know if Valve's really made a statement one way or the other. They could be trying to play it safe, regardless of whatever their opinion is, and just not be saying anything. I would be very pleased if they weren't for SOPA. That would be nice. But we don't know. And in this weird environment, in this weird climate where people are saying pro-SOPA one day and anti-SOPA another day, who knows? Maybe somebody will start a rumor saying that they're anti-SOPA, and then you'll turn around and say, oh, no way, they're pro-SOPA. So it's really bad. I do know that, you know, Google, there's a Chrome extension for Google, which is interesting. I'm not sure if they've updated it for ESA companies now, but it will actually give you a little banner above your browser that lets you know when you're on a site that that supports SOPA. Huh. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's an official Google extension. I mean, I would think that's awesome if it was, but my assumption is that it's just somebody else that's compiled this information and made one of the extensions. So yeah, it could be real bad times for anyone who remotely browses the internet if this thing passes. And a lot of people are saying, oh, well, then they can just repeal it later. But my understanding is a lot of these things, once they pass, people seem to have a tendency to kind of grin and bear it. And it's like kind of like salmon swimming upstream to try to repeal things once they've passed.
Right.
And not that it's not possible. It's just that it's very difficult. It feels like once something is passed, people just say, well, we tried.
Yeah.
It's just, well, take it up the ass. Yeah.
Yeah. Holy cow. Like, this is the new regime now. You know?
Yeah. So. It's very scary stuff. But yeah, so that's the update for SOPA. I'm sure next week we'll hear something brand new. I know, for some reason, I keep thinking the 17th. I feel like there's some kind of hearings or something maybe with Google that's going to start up again later this month. So I'm sure there'll be more news about it. But I think it's something, I know people probably think, oh, we're smacking you over the head with SOPA, but I do actually think it's important that people keep it at least in the back of their minds, because this will be something that, whether you like it or not, will affect you. If you have a site, if you make a YouTube video, if you write a review or an article about anything, if you post an image, you know, even if you post a comment, you could probably get in trouble. Like the example somebody mentioned before, where if you
I mentioned it before.
Yeah. Sorry, it's been a while. If you post a YouTube link as a comment, you could still get in trouble, yeah. You know, theoretically.
Pretty, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is, it's important to everyone. I mean, this is, it should be important to absolutely everybody that is online, which is like everybody these days, you know? So it's like, yeah, this is one of the most important issues, and it's tough because, as you know, at this point, you know, like once upon a time, I would tell you to call your congressman and call your state representatives, but I think it's out of our hands now at this point. Now that things are going on, but man, oh man, I get like a zillion things in the mail after I call my representatives about this.
Oh really?
I get like tons of mail from them now. It's like all about it. I'm like, whoa. So apparently,
so they send you form letters, and then when you,
well, they send me, I mean, it's cool. Like they send me a lot of stuff about, like, you know, just like, hey, you know, so I see that you're interested in how I'm representing you. So like, if you want, come listen to me at this, I'm going to be talking at this thingamabob. And if you want to like ask me questions, I'll be there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so I mean, I guess it's cool. I guess he's being responsible. So
either that or he's just spamming you.
Well, he is spamming me, but at least it's like, oh good, it doesn't, I fully expected after I did that to him just be like, oh okay, whatever, and then like never hear again.
Yeah,
so but yeah, it's interesting to at least see that it has an effect. So but unfortunately did not have the proper effect, which was to
make them think about it.
Yeah, to make them stop. But oh well. So
yeah. Oh boy.
And then yeah, and then we do exactly what everybody is going to do, which is go, oh well.
Well, I mean, from a person's point, just the regular Joe Schmo's point of view, like what else can you do? You contact your representatives, you email, you petition, you post it around so people can see. But really, you feel limited. I mean, what's next? You're going to protest. And then, for one thing, you're not going to get shown on the media when you protest. Nobody's going to show your protest. Plus, when you try to protest, there's going to be people that are uninformed that think, what are you guys complaining about? You know, anti-piracy is good.
Right.
That totally don't understand how deep this rabbit hole goes, you know?
There you go.
Stupid. Very stupid. Anyway, so what was the... What was the other thing?
I think Colin's dead.
Colin.
How's the curry treating you?
Colin succumbed to the curry.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
There it is.
I'm feeling pretty shitty right about now.
I thought for sure he would pipe up when the Steve got mentioned.
You know what Colin wanted to mention before he came under the curry flu is that, you know, Old Republic's been out for a bit. You wanted to discuss it, didn't you?
Yeah, just how, like, I've been hearing nothing but bad things about it.
Well, it's not, the funny thing is, it's not really just the game. It's that EA's been handling customer relations really poorly. there was that hoax that somebody tried to start, actually just, I think today or the other day, about supposedly if you did the /get down dance emote, that you could stop enemies from attacking you or NPCs from attacking you. And then there was this follow-up email that claimed that people were getting banned for dancing in non-dance zones. So this of course...
Non-dance zones.
Exactly. It's spread like wildfire. I think what ended up happening is there was an update saying, like, no, all this stuff was just a hoax. But it did some damage because people already don't like the way that Origin and EA run a lot of this stuff. And there have been issues where... This is a legitimate problem. Where if anybody gets banned while playing Old Republic... I think their entire Origin account gets banned, first off. But more importantly, say they got banned and then they get all pissed off. And they're like, well, while I'm banned, why the hell would I be paying a subscription fee? Let me cancel my subscription. While you're banned, you can't access any of that information. It'll be off limits to you. So essentially, they're practically committing fraud by... saying, like, for example, a customer is like, I don't want to pay for this anymore. Well, we can't help you with that because you're banned. You should be able to help me with that because it's my money being taken away by you. Right. you know, against my will. So a lot of people are having to do chargebacks and this kind of thing. But, I mean, I'm actually hoping a ton of people do chargebacks because that'll force them to change their approach to it. Because you know what happens with chargebacks. If you do enough, the merchant rating for that merchant goes down. So they'll get – I don't exactly know what the penalties are, but it'll make them look really bad as a merchant if, you know, enough people – you'd have to have a ton of people, honestly. Right. But if enough people do chargebacks for the subscription, it would be really interesting to see what the reaction is. But a lot of things are really screwy with their customer support. There's reports, and these are rumors probably, that people get banned for, you know, using certain names or saying things, which honestly, this is a game that's supposed to be for, you know, teens and up. So I would think that even if somebody uses bad language, like swearing or something, that shouldn't necessarily be a bannable offense. There was somebody that claimed they got banned for saying fuck or something like that, which a lot of people said, well, that doesn't sound right because I swear all the time in the game. So I'm not sure if they're weirdly selectively doing this to people or what. But yeah, they're retarded. And I had to buy, I was buying, they have a little cheap $4 security dongle or whatever the hell they're called. You know, if you want to put a security code in to kind of strengthen your protection so somebody doesn't hack your account.
Okay.
And so basically I paid for one, $4, got the confirmation email that, or and even though it's not a digital thing, you still have to order it through Origin. So they still made me sign up for Origin and, you know, with my email and everything, which I used an email I barely used because I didn't want to deal with that shit, in order to purchase it and have it sent to me. So once that was finished, about a couple hours later, I get an update saying, oh, your item's shipped. To see updates to your order, go to customer support, whatever on the top of your screen, and then something like my most recent order, blah, 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 that's at the top of the screen, it says in the email. So I'm like, okay, let's see when it's going to ship because, you know, I want to see my tracking information. So I log into Origin, ugh, and then I, the webpage, and then I go to the customer support, and then all I see is a page that says, like, you know, type whatever here in the search engine to look up, you know, customer support issues. I'm like, well, where's that thing they just mentioned that says, look, check out my recent order? I couldn't find it anywhere on the page. I literally, like, you know, usually you can click on your name or something to get to your account in a lot of these kind of sites. My name is not clickable. I can't figure out what the hell I'm supposed to click. Like, I guess I'm just going to have to assume my security tag is going to get to me in a couple days because I can't for the life of me figure out where the hell to access my account information. It's retarded. Like, that's, I mean, that's just a minor thing why I would hate Origin, but, like, that's still, you know, just add it to the pile. So I know when Mass Effect 3 comes out, I'm fucking buying a physical copy of that thing. I'm not getting anywhere near Origin for that shit. I'm trying to avoid as much as possible. Fortunately, you can avoid Origin for Old Republic if you just bought, like, the actual disc, which is what I did. I never had to deal with them, because once you run the game itself, it's not like it runs off of Origin. It does its own thing, its own launcher. But the game itself is fun. I mean, there's a lot of fun quests. I'm a bounty hunter for life, you know, so it's good times until they probably shut me down for using a character name from another game. Because I know they warned about that, and I didn't see the fucking naming policy terms when I named my character, and I'm not changing it now. So let's see if I can dodge a bullet. Yeah, so there's that. But it's all EA related. All these complaints people have, it's always EA. It's not BioWare. But it's also the problem that BioWare is not really controlling this. If they had a customer support division that handled a lot of this stuff instead of EA's own tech team, then maybe people wouldn't be as pissy about it. But they have a right to be pissy in this case. So shame on EA.
So what is this that I see about for anybody who's been checking out internet silliness lately? I hear about this really sucky controller add-on that for the Xbox that has caused a little bit of a stir. Adam, do you want to help us out with this information?
Oh, yeah, sure. So, Paul Cristoforo, anyone who's been online in the past week or so will should know this guy's name. He's from Ocean Marketing, and who's one of the marketing companies that handles the Avenger, which is a terrible controller add-on. You can look it up, kids. It's god awful. Don't buy it. And he had a customer asking about when his Avenger is going to arrive, and he proceeded to treat the kid like shit. Going so far as to say my choice quote and what has been what has become a meme. Son, I'm 38. I website as on the internet when you were a sperm in your daddy's balls and before it was the internet. Thanks for the welcome to message. Word up.
Well, what did the kid say to elicit that response?
Well, the email right before that, is, I mean, they're all just back and forth. So that's the 10th email from this guy. Okay. But the first email is just asking, like, you know, I paid the full price for this
2 months ago.
Two months, and it still hasn't shipped, and they still don't have a date outside of early December. And this was, on like the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, you know, am I going to get this for Christmas?
Right,
you know, it's supposed to be a Christmas present. Am I going to get it? And it just devolved quickly into this guy throwing names around. He mentions Kotaku. He's like, I know the editor-in-chief of Kotaku, IGN, and Engadget. I'm going to be hanging out with them at CES, you know?
Well, doesn't he even, like, at one point the customer tries to threaten him, like, you know, hey, I'll bring this stuff up to Kotaku or whatever, but he kept treating it like any of this is like good PR or like good good publicity, which is clearly not the case.
Yeah, here's another quote from Cristoforo. You just got told, bitch. Welcome to the real internet. Check Kotaku in 2 weeks when they are reviewing free PS3 Avengers we send them, as well as G4 and all the other majors. Hell yeah. Don't forget to check Amazon. There's no punctuation here. This is one sentence.
Awesome.
So, yeah. This is the biggest PR fuck up in recent memory for gaming, anyway.
Well, awesome. So basically, like, so they're not invited to PAX now, is that it?
Yeah, apparently they've been disinvited, and you said you read that email, right, EG?
Yeah, so Mike Krahulik from Penny Arcade, you know, one of the heads of PAX, basically was asking about, was asking if, you know, is this true? I think we're going to need to cancel your booth. And I don't think this, what the hell is his name? I already forgot his fucking name. The PR guy. He's basically acting like, oh, you can't do anything. We're going to still have the booth. It's like, no, you're not. This guy runs the show. If he says you don't have a booth, you don't have one.
He tried to laugh it off like it was a joke or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's like,
funny thing, buddy. I'll see you there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like no, you won't.
And then, so this was mostly the email thread that was leaked. Penny Arcade, you know, picked it up, and they really championed this kid's cause against this guy. But also, Scott Lowe, who is executive editor of IGN, IGN Tech, sorry, he tweeted at Ocean Marketing on Twitter and said, you know, you don't have our support. I worked with him, meaning Cristoforo, briefly, and he was completely unprofessional.
Mm.
And to which Cristoforo said, you're a douchebag anyway, Scott. We sent you how many units for review? How many conversations? You were the unprofessional one.
Yeah, man.
Yes. So, yeah, this has been...
Class act.
Yeah.
Don't worry, kids. You don't. Okay, apparently, you don't have to grow up when you get older.
Yeah, I really doubt. I mean, I wonder if he, like, is he just the PR guy? Does he actually own part of the company or something? Like, you'd think he'd get fired, like, instantaneously.
I wonder if he...
He's the sole employee of the company. That's why he can get away with this shit.
Yeah, the head of it secretly or something?
Yeah, he's president, CEO, and only employee.
Awesome.
So an email was posted on Reddit saying that Ocean Marketing would no longer be responsible for the Avenger. So they lost this client, at least, for PR purposes. But still, it's a really crappy product, so don't buy it.
Oh, wait, here's the most embarrassing thing for this fool, for Cristoforo. So apparently after all this shit happened and people were really, you know, against him and whatever, so he emails Mike Krulik and he goes, this is what you were saying earlier about the attorneys and that kind of thing. There's a final email he tried that was like, hey, Mike, I just want to apologize for the way our emails progressed. I didn't know how big your site was, and I really didn't believe you ran PAX. So for what it's worth, I'm very sorry. Your post has obviously made my life very difficult, and I have not slept yet dealing with all the spam and personal information intrusion, as well as my family being smeared on the internet. If you can please accept my apology and anything else you can do to help, if not me, my son and wife, please do. I have apologized to Dave and apologized to you. What else can I do? Please tell me so that I can make things good. I obviously care, or I would not be emailing you. He sounds like a fucking 15-year-old.
Yeah.
No, that's an insult to 15-year-olds. I'm sorry.
Goodness.
It's so ridiculous.
To all your 15-year-old listeners, you're totally cool.
No, you are. Like, this guy is beneath you. Seriously. I cannot.
God. How old is he? 34?
38.
Oh, baby. He's nearing that middle age crisis.
Some of that humble pie in his face right about now.
Guys, he will websites as on the internet. Yeah, so yeah. I don't think you want to mess with him.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? He websites on the internet. That's great. Awesome. Oh, what an idiot. But I think it's a good note to go out on.
Yeah.
Don't be an idiot on the internet.
Yes, cautionary tale.
Moral of the story.
Quit getting mad at internet.
Quit getting mad at the internet. Right, Colin? You like that?
I'm sorry. I don't replace my phrase with anything else. Don't insult that.
You're going to sue somebody on the internet if they post that phrase. Like, hey, that's my property.
No, I'm not saying it's my property. I'm not going to sully it with some other dirty-ass word.
Like internet, yeah. So that's our show for this week, everybody. We actually have a lovely Facebook page, thanks to Colin now. So if you guys would like if you guys would like to follow us on Facebook, just look up In the Name of Game. We're on there. If you would like to follow us via Twitter, which I just can't understand how people follow Twitter, because so many messages. But if you do, that's great. It's in the Name of Game. We are on iTunes, and iTunes is just look up In the Name of Game. It's one of the first results for podcast. You can subscribe to us there. You can also email us at nameofgamepodcast@gmail.com. And of course, our website, where you could also leave comments on there, is inthenameofgame.com. So many options, so many ways to contact us, and contact other people that also like the show. Yay!
No excuses.
No excuses. but yeah, in the meantime, we hope you guys all enjoy your games. Stay aware of what's happening with SOPA, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Enjoy playing games on the internet this week, because it's the last time you'll ever see the internet.
Enjoy video games on the internet while you can. Enjoy posting about, I would say, everybody post as much as you can. As much video or
post every YouTube video ever.
Yes. And then make one of those, I hate them, but make one of those, you know how some people do like the title card on their videos that say like, this is fair use, so don't come after my ass because this is allowable under law. For now. I mean, there is such a thing as fair use, but they're going to, I'm sure, try to supersede that, or who knows. In the meantime, enjoy your week. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next time. So long, everybody.
Hopefully I'll eat that curry by then, so I don't have to deal with this anymore.
Yeah, oh, hopefully the career will have run its course for poor Colin.
I'm dying. I'm dying, Squirtle.
See you guys. Bye.
You know, I shouldn't have gotten extra hot. I don't know what I was thinking.
I bet it's not extra hot. I bet you're a wuss.
No, no, I'm totally awesome when it comes to eating hot food.
Yeah, I'm totally awesome.
I'm totally awesome.
I'm totally awesome. But like,
oh.